This is FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. This is The Truman Show with Truman Jones. A look at the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County. Now your host, Truman Jones.
Good afternoon, Rutherford County. I want to let you know that the first part of the show is brought to you by Pirtle and Howerton Automotive. And that's John Howerton and Mark Pirtle, who lives here in Murfreesboro. And their business is located at 2006 North Main Street, and that's in Shebbleville, Tennessee. And if you're looking for a Ford, Mercury, Chevrolet, Buick, or GMC, take about a 25-minute drive down 231 South. It's on the left just before you get into downtown Shebbleville. And if you'd like to, you can call before you leave at 1-800-264-6800, toll-free, or pull them up on the internet, PirtleHowerton.com. I have a very interesting guest, a man that I have gotten to meet, and really an interesting person, and I think everybody that's met John Pohl really likes him. And I'm very impressed with you, John, because when you came in with the Farmer's Family Restaurant, and we were there the day just before it opened and got to meet all the people there that are involved. I was extremely impressed the way that you guys handled yourself, and you told why you picked this area, how you got started, and then you had a prayer with everybody that was inside that was actually quite emotional for most of the people, and you don't hardly see that anymore. And you guys are not really from here originally.
I know I'm not. I moved to Tennessee a few years back because I fell in love with a Tennessee woman.
Everybody does.
I'm originally from Florida. To me, Murfreesboro, Tennessee is a whole new animal.
Right.
Billy is originally from the Virginia area, moved here, lives over in Franklin. Has a restaurant in Columbia that's about a third of the size that this one is. Mm-hmm. Billy, devout Christian, is not afraid to share his testimony with anybody at any time or place. Mm-hmm. He is a man that lives by his Christian principles and beliefs. He's not always easy to understand, but he, as a boss and as an employer, is one that the staff and the crew have really grown to respect and like. Sharing that with the public, seeing the public open their arms to us, has been something that has blown my mind tremendously over the last week.
And you walk in there and you can feel the atmosphere. Everybody's friendly. Everybody's having a good time. And the food is out of this world. And you have a resume that's pretty hard to match, as far as working in restaurants and working with food. And you came out of the Florida area, which you just don't seem to be a Floridian to me.
Actually, I'm a third-generation native Floridian.
All right.
My mom's side of the family originated on South Miami Beach before the causeways and the hotels were even built. Mm. They were the first casino owners in Miami Beach.
Wow.
And helped develop the Keys with a man named Henry Flagler.
We talked about him the other day on the radio.
Great. So, I mean, I come from deep Florida roots. Mm-hmm. I grew up starting my cooking career at Waffle House. Mm-hmm. Left Waffle House outside of Disney Main Strip on 192. Did a stint with Outback, with TGI Fridays, with Applebee's. Went to culinary school and studied with Emeril and with Anthony Bourdain. Mm-hmm. Graduated from there, went back to Disney for 10 and a half years. From there, went to Gaylord for 4, and now end up here. This is not something that one of my fortes. I've done the banquet-style seating in a hotel, but Disney Hotel is nothing like Farmer's Restaurant. Farmer's is a good old Southern down-home environment, from the logs on the wall to the checkered tablecloths. It's a place that you don't have to worry about what time it is, how long you're sitting there. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to rush you to get up and get out the door. You ain't got a tour bus to go catch to go see a mouse or a dog or an elephant or a whale. It's just good old, you know, bring your neighbor, sit down, enjoy yourself, talk about the news, the daily happenings, the Truman Jones radio show, which we've heard so much about. It's a laid-back atmosphere. And for me, even though it's a laid-back atmosphere for the public and the customer, I haven't seen the laid-back aspect yet from the employee standpoint, but it's coming.
You've been like a hurricane. You're running all over the place. You can't stop, and you're having to do so many things at one time. And since you have been to culinary school, and I know you fix all the finest foods and probably what we would consider upscale types of food, and then you get into this business, and when I go in there and I eat what I consider country food that is absolutely delicious and healthy for you, that's a little bit different than what you are trying to do, isn't it? And how do you adapt to that?
Well, you're trained in all aspects of culinary. Mm-hmm. There's even courses in culinary school about the foods of eroticism. Mm-hmm. Okay. Country cooking is not one of my fortes. My specialty is Italian and Southwestern style. However, my other half's mom would say, do you know how to country cook? And when I told her, yeah, and she came in there for the first time, she was really happy. Mm-hmm. They are a long-time, lifetime residents here of Rutherford County. When I first saw Billy, Billy and I had a disagreement over a pan of squash because I thought there was too much water on a squash. Mm-hmm. Because from the Disney aspect, if I put water on a plate, they would be having some serious issues with me.
Right.
Here, the vegetables that are cooked aren't steamed, they're boiled. Mm-hmm. The nutrients of the vegetables aren't only kept that way in the vegetables, but it's in the water as well. Mm-hmm. So if you go to the bar and you scoop up a spoon of squash and there's some water left in it, you're actually getting the nutrients out of the vegetable. Well, something new for me, but Billy got me to see it Billy's way. And you know what? The public likes it. As long as the public's happy, I'm happy.
I made the mistake of getting my plate full, which I always do. And be perfectly honest with you, I have been back for more. But when I get all the vegetables, I love the vegetables, and the ones that we're talking about that are a little soupy.
Uh-huh.
And inevitably, I'll start talking with people on my way back to the table, and I drip. I am a terrible dripper. I'm not talking about out of my mouth, but I'm talking about off of the plate. And do you guys follow us around? Because I am really bad about that.
My servers and our back of the house people do have plenty of mops for those people that like to drip.
I don't like to. I can't help it.
I'm that way with a salad bar.
Yeah.
I like my ranch and my French on my salad. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'll put a little bit too much on there. The attitude that we have at Farmers is we want you to think of us as your extended home.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to
feel that way,
if you're going to come out and you're going to go to eat, feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down with us, pray with us. If, you have a concern or the community needs something or something like that, find me, find Billy, find Shirley, his wife. We'll sit down, we'll talk to you. We'll do whatever we can for you, the customer.
Mm-hmm.
We realize that, A, we wouldn't be here if it weren't for you all. And, B, most importantly, we wouldn't be here if God didn't want us to be here.
Right.
So, it's kind of, you know, you talk about the triune God. This is a triune business deal.
Mm-hmm.
And we're thankful for it.
You have been in so many interesting places. And of course, we're over at Disney World. But you've also done some things with NASCAR, which you have a love for, and you're in NASCAR territory right through here. And working with some of those drivers, and you guys are going to put on you're going to cater one of the NASCAR events is coming up here.
Yes. The promo week of Bristol Motor Speedway, we have gotten a contract to bring several drivers from the Joe Gibbs Racing Team,
mm-hmm.
from the Tony Stewart Stuart Haas Racing team, the Hendrick team, and the Roush team that are here signing their promos for whoever their sponsors are to bring their corporate sponsors into the restaurant and eat with us. And during that, they'll be sitting out in the parking lot, the drivers will be, signing autographed pictures. My experience with NASCAR for the last, I'm going to say, 8 or 9 years, through Food Network, I did outside events. And it's fun. It's really a blast to get to know the teams, to get to know the drivers, see the attitudes and the differences of the different tracks. For instance, Talladega is known as a party track. Daytona is known as a family track. Bristol's known as a redneck track. And
You're a kid. They've got us pegged as rednecks.
They've got you all pegged as rednecks. And I use that term loosely because since I moved up here, the Florida style has shed, and I consider myself a Tennessee redneck. You know, all that means is we've been out in the sun. We got a haircut a little bit higher than everybody else. So we got a redneck.
And some of the names that you were talking about are the big stars in NASCAR that are going to be here, and they're going to be signing autographs and things like that.
That is correct. And Billy and Shirley are really excited about it. It was, again, something that we never dreamed would have happened. It happened by a phone call and an email and then a visit and a signed contract. And it was like, wow, did all this just happen? And, you know, to see what Farmers has done in the last 10 days of business since we opened has been unreal. And we cannot thank anybody but the public. They're the ones that are knocking the door down. When we open at 11 a.m., there's a line out the door. When we close at 10 o'clock, there's people still sitting there, still eating. And the volume of food, the quality of the food is not going to change. I know some of our competitors out there over the years have fallen off because of poor service, uncleanliness, bad health scores, whatever. Farmers isn't going to be like that. On my watch, on Billy's watch, on Shirley's watch, on Ed Murdoch's watch, which is our kitchen manager, it's not going to happen. That food will not go out to the bar if it's not the quality that we would eat and that we would put out there ourselves.
You guys are really an instant success story. Because I remember you and I were talking the day before you opened up, and like so many people, businesses, when they open up, they're apprehensive about, you know, are the people going to start coming to us? Are they going to like what we have? And, you know, you came into an area. This is one of the questions I wanted to ask you, because Murfreesboro per capita has more restaurants than any city in the United States, except I think the other one is Las Vegas. But there's so much competition here, but Murfreesboro has so much going on. It's just constant busy 24 hours a day, and people do love to eat, and they love to get out, and they love to try something new. And you're offering them something that they really seem to love, and I do. I mean, I've been over there a number of times.
I think we've already got a table with the name Truman Jones written on it somewhere. But the situation that we see is, yes, we have many competitors out there. Mm-hmm. But are the competitors serving what the public wants? Are the competitors that we have out there really going out of their way to bring the customer back? I worked for so many years at a place called Walt Disney World that it was all about presentation. It was all about put the food out there for the tourist. We won't see them again. Don't worry about it. Just get it out the window. Here, we take pride in it. Okay. Whether it's being able to go to the bar and make a plate and bring it to somebody that can't get up to the bar or whatever. Farmers is unique in the aspect that we want you to come back. We don't want you to come back once, twice, three times. We want you to come back like Truman does and basically have a table with his name on it. We want you.
So you're going to give everybody that comes in there a table with their name on it.
Well, if we could, yeah, we would.
Mine doesn't. He's pulling your leg.
I would have the public, if they could bring their dogs and their cats, bring them. But because of health department, we can't do that. I am seeing people that are returning to us 10 nights out of being open. Every night. I'm seeing people come in for lunch and turn around and eat at dinner. one of our good friends, Mr. Lawrence, who is the cricket sales guy here for all the cricket stores in town.
Saw him over one night.
He is there almost every day, either for lunch or dinner. Okay. And it's good because they've learned who Billy and I are. They pull us aside. They say, hey, look, you know, this might not be right today, but it was great yesterday. They give us open critiques, which we take. We apply to the next day. Mm-hmm. We don't want the quality to suffer. We don't want to be known as just another buffet. Luckily for us, Ryan's went out of business two or three days before we opened. We took a lot of the Ryan's employees on board.
A lot of people were impressed with that, too.
We have taken a lot of people from the Journey Home on board. We have taken and opened our arms to those people that we feel maybe they weren't the best candidate on paper, but they were the best candidate to learn. Okay. And they have learned the farmer's way, and they have become part of the farmer's family. Billy considers us all adopted kids, and I joke with him that he is my adopted father at this point. I don't know of another man that I can honestly say in business that has as open of a Christian heart as Billy Rayner does. And I'm saying that for the community to understand. When the church groups come in on Sunday, when Vanderbilt Children's Home contacts him, when the March of Dimes and the Women's Breast Cancer Walk have contacted him, he'll stop everything he's doing to go and deal with them. Whether it's business, whether it's writing a check or whatever, he stops what he's doing to pay attention to the customer. And so much in business this day and age has been the bottom right-hand figure. They're not really worried about the customer per se. Where we're at, the customer comes first.
You guys came in, and everybody knows that the number one thing on everybody's mind these days with the economic problems we're having is jobs. And there were a large number of waiters and waitresses and employees that lost their jobs a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
And you guys came in and you hired quite a few people that needed jobs just instantaneously and changed their lives all over again. That's amazing.
Well, it wasn't an easy process. Starting back on January 9th when I started with Billy, we started accepting applications. I ran Craigslist ads for 3 days. We went through 1,500 applicants.
Wow.
We hired 120 into the kitchen and 120 in the front of the house as servers. When we had employee orientation, we had 240 employees on the clock.
Wow. Okay?
We now, I regret to say, have narrowed the kitchen down to 35 and the servers down to 37. And what we've done is basically made this a well-oiled NFL football team. Not that we're trying to win anything in particular, but we've made this team of a Super Bowl quality. What that means is when the customer walks in the door, not only are they greeted, not only are they met by some member of the management while they're eating, the servers go out of their way to take care of people. If it's just the extra napkin or a glass of tea or something gets spilled or they're not able to get up to the bar for a medical reason, so the server will go up and fill up the plate with what they want. We have prided ourselves and continue to pride ourselves in doing things the way God would want us to do them in the business world.
And I've noticed that your servers are zoned to an area. And you've got a pretty large area there. I don't know how many tables per server, but they're constantly on the move and constantly waiting on you, which I think most people when they go in. One thing that it's not in everybody's mind, but when you go to eat, you want to be waited on as soon as possible. You want to be seated, and you want to have your food as soon as possible. In the type of setting that you have, there's very little wait at all, because they greet you when you come in. You and then a server will come up and take you to their area, and then they're constantly with you the whole time to make sure that you're being taken care of. But you have such a large selection of food. It's amazing.
Well, number one, I cannot promise you that there's not a wait. Lately, we've been running anywhere from 5 minutes to 20, maybe even 30
minutes
for
lunch.
That's
not a wait around here, yeah.
Even at dinner. Mm-hmm. To us, that's a wait, okay? Mm-hmm. And I know when y'all come to the restaurant, everybody's hungry. They want to sit down. They want to eat, okay? Well, those people that are there either before you or after you are the same way. Mm-hmm. And we will give them the same courtesy. We will go out of our way to basically call it, roll out the red carpet, whatever. Mm-hmm. We would not be here. We would not be in business if it weren't for the customer.
Right. Customer's always right.
The amount of food that's on the hot bar alone, all of that is made from scratch behind a wall. You will not find pre-made spaghetti sauce. You won't find pre-made meatloaf or pre-made lasagna. All of it is done from scratch. All of the vegetables, every day, cooked from scratch. The fried chicken, cooked from scratch. Salad bar, same way. Fresh vegetables, Billy prides himself in going and dealing with the local purveyors. We will hand-pick the vegetables. If they don't meet Billy's and my standards, we don't serve them. The cakes and the pies, that's a little bit different. We don't have the oven space to make fresh pies every day. Mm-hmm. However, we do have two great people now in our bakery. One is William Hall, and one of them is Leslie. She's going to kill me because I can't remember her last name right now. But they have actually started making homemade chess pies as of today.
Oh, my goodness. I love chess pies.
Homemade pecan pies as of today. And homemade cookies as of today. So we're getting out of the pre-made concept into the homemade scratch in the bakery as well.
We have a caller on the line, John, so put your ears on. And caller, oh, wait a minute. We lost him. I'm sorry.
All right.
Couldn't wait. See, you should have served them a whole lot quicker. They were gone. Well, we want to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Stan McNabb Automotive, where they provide quality vehicles from Chevrolet, Dodge, Jeep, Ford, and Cadillac to the Murfreesboro, McMinnville, and Shelbyville, Tennessee area. Their large selection ensures that they have a vehicle for everyone, no matter what it is you're looking for. And for a quality used car in Tullahoma, visit their dealership located at 2000 North Jackson Street. They have a large inventory of pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans to select from. At Stan McNabb Automotive, they pride themselves in the quality that they offer on all of their used cars, which makes them a major destination for used vehicles. And only at Stan McNabb can you get free oil changes and free tires for the life of your vehicle.
Hi, this is Mike, owner of Maple Street Grill, inviting you to check out our new website, online ordering, and download our iPhone and Android app at maplestreetgrill.com, and just click on the icon to download it free to your phone. Maple Street Grill at 109 North Maple Street in downtown historic Murfreesboro.
Hello, this is Truman Jones. We have a new sponsor and one that you're going to be delighted with. It's National Healthcare, National Healthcare Corporation right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And this is where life is celebrated. Discover a different kind of care, one that ensures that you're surrounded by people who make a difference in your life. In 11 states, patients and residents feel right at home at National Healthcare Corporation's more than 130 affiliated healthcare centers and home care offices. Their family of facilities delivers exceptional rehabilitative, skilled nursing, and extended care in locations that are close to home and family. In line with their longtime commitment to provide a continuum of care to those who need their services at any age. And want to let you know that this is a local business started here, even though it's pretty much all through the Southeast. National Healthcare, Murfreesboro, where life is celebrated.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control, the Rutherford Home Show, Saturday mornings at 11:30 on WGNS, and the Omni Hut Restaurant in Smyrna.
Aloha, this is Omni Hut.
Polly Walls, what sets Omni Hut apart from other restaurants?
Consistency, service, atmosphere.
We've been fortunate with a staff that's stayed in place. So you get to know your customers, and we're feeding third, fourth, fifth generation in some families now.
Catch the Aloha spirit at the Omni Hut.
Locally owned and operated since 1960. Come see us at 618 South Lowry Street, just inside Smyrna, near Nissan.
Now, Good Neighbor Events from WGNS. The AARP is offering a free tax aid program to persons age 60 plus whose total family income is $50,000 per year or less. This is over at the St. Clair Street Senior Center, and appointments are necessary. Phone 848-2550 for information. A similar service for all ages over at the Greenhouse Ministries. That too requires a total household income of $50,000 or less. Now here's a date to put on your calendar, March the 17th. That's a Saturday night. And the Fun Backstage Bash on the street right in front of the Center for the Arts in Uptown Murfreesboro. Great food, and let me tell you, phenomenal music, the big band sound of Music City Swing. For information about this annual Center for the Arts fundraiser, call them at 904-ARTS. A special Lawn and Garden 101. That's going to be March the 2nd and 3rd, Friday and Saturday. There is a $10 fee, and that includes lunch on Saturday, as well as all the materials. Phone 898-7710 for information. And those are Good Neighbor Events.
The local conversation continues now on The Truman Show. Once again, here's Truman Jones.
Welcome back with John Pohl, and just want to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Gold and Coin Connection. They're at 2568 South Church Street, and that's beside Gateway Tire Center in the Strip Mall. And they also have a second location now. It's 5631 New Nashville Highway, and that's next to TriStar Motors. And Pastor Larry Dunn of ERO Ministries and partners Chris Chico and Wayne Eberly buy Scrap Go jewelry, platinum, coins, and silverware. They have vintage sports collectibles and even some great antiques. And for a fair and honest evaluation of your collectibles, take them by and see Pastor Larry Dunn and his partners today at the Golden Coin Connection, 2568 South Church Street, or 5631 New Nashville Highway, or give them a call at 890-2646. And, John, you know, making a decision to move a business is pretty tough sometimes. And here you are coming in to the heart of restaurants. I mean, there's all kinds of competition here. Why did you guys select Murfreesboro?
Well, I know from Billy's point of view, Billy selected it because of the growing area, because of MTSU, and because of a man named Dwight Faircloth that kind of twisted his arm and pointed him in the right direction.
That's Dwight for you.
From my standpoint, I was going to take a job with Hilton Hotels in Nashville, as you and I had talked.
Right.
Hilton had kind of drug me along for a couple of weeks of, you're going to start here, no, you're going to start here, no, you're going to start there. And I met Billy Rayner by a freak accident on a Saturday morning in flip-flops, jogging pants, a t-shirt, and a ball cap.
Now, was he in the flip-flops or you were in the
flip-flops? I was.
Uh-oh.
He was actually working at trying to put the restaurant together.
Mm-hmm.
He had been to Hobby Lobby and was buying tablecloths. We sat out and talked.
Buying them locally.
Yeah.
All right.
Sat down and talked for about 10, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I want to see you back early Monday morning. Well, his early Monday morning and my early Monday morning are two different Monday mornings. His Monday morning didn't start till 12 noon when he walked in the door.
Mm.
We sat down, talked, agreed that this was where I needed to be, and the rest is history. I moved to Murfreesboro because of a lady named Melissa Ruland. Her mom and dad, longtime residents here, lived here all their lives. He's junior, I think, has been around and gone through everything and anything, and Peggy was with the school board for years. They are probably my two biggest critics of Southern cooking, or country cooking, if you want to call it that.
Did you use them as guinea pigs?
No, I haven't. I try to. They come in a restaurant like you. They're there several times. they get different things and they'll tell me what they think. And sometimes the white beans got a little bit too much salt in it for their taste, or, mm-hmm. you know, the corn needs to be cooked a little differently, or the chicken needs to be done a little differently. And I listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of these people that I like my roast beef bloody rare. Okay.
Yuck.
Melissa's one of these that she wants it dead and as good as shoe leather.
Mm-hmm.
There's a happy medium. And I'm realizing in Murfreesboro, if I have one that's well done and one that's rare right side by side, for every piece well done I serve, I'm serving two rare. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I can go through the rare roast beef twice as fast as I'm going through a well done roast beef. But it's there and everybody gets it. If you get one of our steamboat roast beefs on Sunday, that's the 100 pound,
mm-hmm.
because of the way it cooks in the oven, you've got it. You got all three temperatures right there in the beef from where it is on the side.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go through one of those in about an hour and 45 minutes, as long as the wonderful people of Murfreesboro keeps walking in our door.
Now, you don't just serve the same type foods every day. You change, maybe the meats will change, or you may go from country meats to seafood and things like that. And that first night that we were over there, that seafood was out of this world. You had the scallops and the shrimp and everything that goes with seafood was out there, and it was just absolutely delicious. And you guys serve a great deal of food because it's pretty much all that you want to eat when you go in there. And you pay just what I consider a smaller fee than you would in a lot of restaurants that eat half that much.
Well, the wonderful Sheriff's Department of Rutherford County came to see us yesterday at lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And you know there's some big boys on that Sheriff's Department.
Yes, there are.
They make me look like a runt. Okay.
Well, I don't know about that, John. We won't go that far.
Okay. Well, they're pretty big. These guys came in yesterday, not one plate, not two plates. I lost count.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Big eaters.
Mm-hmm.
Eat what you want. Eat as much as you want. Our lunch buffet stays the same price all week long.
Mm-hmm.
The menu changes from day to day.
Mm-hmm.
Our dinner buffet, Monday through Thursday, $8.99. Weekends on Friday, Saturday, obviously goes to $12.99 because of the seafood bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday, we drop back down to $9.99 for Thanksgiving Sunday, which is turkey, roast beef, and ham. Our seafood bar last week, I don't know if you were there on Friday or Saturday night.
I was there Friday.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So you saw the crawdads, mm-hmm. the soft shell crab, the scallops, the alligator tail.
Okay. Now, are you calling crawdads seafood?
We're calling crawdads seafood.
That's Cajun food, big boy.
Yeah, but they're from Louisiana,
uh-huh.
and they call it seafood in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they do?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to ask Jimmy C. Newman. He's going to be on our show next week.
Well, ask him, he's
the number one Cajun in the country.
Okay, ask him and tell him to come on over and eat some of our crawdads.
I will do that. When he comes over, you know, I may get he and his wife May and head over there on Friday night or Saturday.
Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Saturday, the bar changes a little bit with the seafood because we bring our seafood in fresh.
Mm-hmm.
What you get Friday night on that bar was delivered Friday morning on packed ice and ice chests straight from the Florida and Louisiana coast. What you get on Saturday is the same way. You will not see us serve what we'll call fresh seafood any other time during the week.
Mm-hmm.
Old saying in the restaurant business, don't eat seafood on Mondays because it's not fresh. Another one is never trust a skinny chef. Well, as Truman will tell you,
I trust you.
I'm not skinny.
tell me what you really like. Now, how long have you been here now? Just been in Murfreesboro.
In Murfreesboro, right at a year and a half.
Has anything really impressed you as, and of course I know your wife, but has anything impressed you as this is a place that you want to live and you want to retire, and I know you like to play golf and those things like that, but there's so much to do here, but would it be the people? Would it be the location? What is it that you like about this area?
Honestly, the laid-back, easygoing atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
I can honestly see myself someday saying I'm retired.
Mm-hmm.
You and I had talked about this earlier.
Right.
43 running the hours that I'm running now, it's starting to take its toll. I'm not as young as I used to be.
18, 19, 20 hours a day, yeah. At least.
Time used to be I could leave Florida and go to grad school in Boston with two large Little Caesars double pizzas on my front seat and a case of Mountain Dew and only stop to get gas, take a leak. Can't do that anymore.
Hmm.
The body is telling on me. I go home. My feet are killing me. My legs are killing me. But it's worthwhile because I'm seeing the smile on the customers' faces.
Mm-hmm.
The warmth, the attitude of the people in Murfreesboro, the open arms they've not only given me, but they've given Billy and Billy's family, are impressive. I told you a story. In Florida, you don't see people stop on the side of the road and help people.
Right.
Okay. If you do, 9 times out of 10, you're going to end up somebody holding you up somewhere. In Tennessee, it's just the opposite. If you don't stop and help that person, then you're the one that's in the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned that by being here. The old saying that Tennessee is the volunteer state, I think people take that with a little grain of salt. I've seen what's happened after tornadoes, like last year after mm-hmm. the Alabama tornadoes and stuff. And I've seen how the Tennesseans jump to it right off the rip.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in Florida, I don't know if it's the fact that everybody's moved to Florida to retire, or you've got the Spanish population that doesn't gel right with the retirees or whatever, but everybody down there, it's like, oh, well, that happened in another part of the country. Who cares? Forget about it.
I think part of what you get here is there's deep roots here. A lot of the people are come from families that have been here 2, 3, 4, 5 generations, all the way back to the beginning of the area. And we know the history of this area, and we know what it took to get us there. And there's always been a feeling of respect for your neighbors. When I was growing up here, you're going to find this hard to believe, but nobody locked their house. They did not lock their house when they left, and they did not lock it at night. And one of the reasons was, if your neighbor needed something, they were given carte blanche to go into your home and get what they needed. And they took care of each other's children. When they were gone, they would either discipline them or make sure that they were taken care of, no matter what it is. And that is something that still holds true today. Now, we're not as open as we were back when I was growing up, because times have changed. But they still have that friendliness, that their hearts are open for people when they come in. And I think that you'll see that you won't find that anywhere else that I've ever been. I've been pretty much all over the country in a number of places. And there's just something about being, and I don't know, maybe it's just because I'm home here, mm-hmm. but it's totally different.
I don't know. Amanda, Melissa's daughter, was telling a story the other day of how she had run out of milk and run across the street to her neighbor's house to mm-hmm. get some milk. And they, too, live here in Murfreesboro. Mm-hmm. You don't do that in Florida, mm-hmm. okay? For whatever reason, it just doesn't happen. Leaving the doors open, you definitely wouldn't be doing that in Florida, okay? The attitude... I can walk into Thornton's and get a cup of coffee in the morning now, mm-hmm. and they look at me and, hey, John, how are you? How's your day going?
Yeah.
Okay. And they remember who I am. I'm mm-hmm. not just a face in the crowd, but I'm now part of the Murfreesboro area, and they recognize that. I think a big part of that has been the support and the help and the open arms of Kelly Beam and the, mm-hmm. the Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
I think that's been a big support of what Farmers has turned out to be. Mm-hmm. Without Kelly and without Jennifer Dye at the Chamber, Farmers would not have opened when we opened.
But you found out they actually really do care for you. It's not just the business.
Right.
They care for you personally.
We were having problems getting our occupancy permit, as you know.
Right.
Called them, and we ended up walking the occupancy permit through at 4:45 in the evening, scheduled to sit down for the VIP dinner at 6:00.
Mm-hmm.
That's how close we ran things. But again, we had prayed about it. We left it in God's hands, and God put the right people in the right place at the right time, and it happened. you don't see that in Florida. You don't hear people talk about their Christian testimony.
No.
You don't hear people that will say, hey, well, God did this for me. You won't see people who remember you from somebody else down the road. It's a pleasure to see people not only like you, but like Jeff Lawrence from mm-hmm. Cricket, the other people that have come in there time and time again since we've been open, and sit down, and I'll be walking through, checking on the tables, and they'll, hey, John, it's great tonight. Hey, that fried chicken's really good. Hey, the collard greens are really, really good. Mm-hmm. Hey, you listen to our suggestion. You put some crushed red pepper in the collard greens. To hear those compliments and that feedback come back from people. To hear them say, hey, look, my daughter's getting married in April. And instead of us having to go through and worry about cooking all the meal, can we have you do it? That, to me, to Billy, to Shirley, even his son Matt and daughter-in-law Katie, mean a lot. It's something new to us that we haven't seen. True, Billy has had a restaurant in Columbia, but he's realizing that this and Murfreesboro is not like Columbia down the street. Columbia is a third of the size of this place. This place has a full menu.
Mm-hmm.
This place is, lack of a better word, Cracker Barrel on steroids times 10. Okay?
Pretty close, yeah.
And when I say that, it goes all the way from the service to the preparation of the food mm-hmm. to the food on the bar to the quantity. That bar, the pans on the bar are never empty. Okay? I don't care if you come in and you eat three plates, if you come in and eat one plate, okay, you're going to get the same service. You're there at a buffet. We expect you to eat. To us, we don't spend a lot of money on advertising. What we do is your mouth, your word of mouth to your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. That's how our business is going to grow.
You know, I did kind of have that feeling last time I was in Florida now, in Panama City, because we took a boat ride at night, one of the airboats,
uh-huh.
and we went gator hunting, which was basically just to find them and look at them and things like that. And it was at 8 o'clock at night, and everybody, you're not going to believe this, but everybody on that airboat, which was about 20 of us or something like that, they were all from Murfreesboro. It was amazing that we ran into all of them, and we immediately started conversations and having a great time and really enjoying ourselves because we were all from the same area. And you're going to find that around here, that people are going to be accepting you as John Pohl rather than, you know, running the farmer's family restaurant or whatever. You just automatically are accepted in here. In I don't consider him one of your competitors, but Jim Demas has one of the more solid, one of the better right. restaurants anywhere in this country. And Jim and Doris, when they came in here, they were just accepted because people got to know them from there and accept them as quality people. And it was just, as Jim has said before, you know, it's a blessing to come in here in this area. And you're going to find that too, that when you come in with something that's going to be special to the community, they will respond in kind, and it's just the way it is.
I had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Demos. He mm-hmm. came to the restaurant and ate with us last week. And from my standpoint,
mm-hmm.
Murfreesboro culinary definition, and let me explain what I mean by that. If you go to Florida, the definition is seafood mm-hmm. or steak.
Right.
If you go to the Midwest, it's steak. If you go to Boston, it's New England clam chowder.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Maryland, it's crab. Those are your culinary definitions. You got the wine country of California.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tennessee really doesn't have a quote-unquote culinary definition. We've got barbecue, but you've got three different types of barbecue. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Middle Tennessee doesn't have a culinary definition. However, Murfreesboro, inside of Middle Tennessee, the restaurant businesses in this area wouldn't be what they are if the Demos family hadn't laid the foreground. And I have the utmost respect for the entire Demos family. I think what they have done in Murfreesboro and with their chain of restaurants, including Toots,
mm-hmm.
is remarkable. especially to outlive the economy the way they have, because this day and age, you see a lot of people closing the doors. I remember after 9/11 hit in Florida, and I saw Holiday Inns board up that were right outside Disney Mountain Gate. I saw Days Inns board up and close. I've seen Shoney's fall by the wayside and rebuild. I've seen O'Charlie's do the same thing. I've seen Hardee's. I've seen Ryan's now. Okay? But yet, for the Demos family to do what they've done in this area speaks volume of the pride that they take in what they put out as well.
And you guys pretty much came in that you were going to be successful when you came in here. And during the hard times, and we're still in the hard times somewhat, and you guys were willing to come in and take a chance on Murfreesboro. That's quite a statement for you and your business.
Well, it's not taking a chance on Murfreesboro. It's feeling like this is where home should be. Okay. Yes, the economy's rough. People ask us, well, how can you charge so little for the amount of food you're giving out? Again, it goes back to the number of people. We seat 288 people in our restaurant.
Yeah, it's a good size.
And I could probably figure out how to seat another 120 in there if I rearrange the tables. Okay. If I can keep those people happy, their word of mouth goes, hey, man, I just had the best fried chicken I put in my mouth in a long time. If, hey, I love them collard greens. Hey, I love that squash. Hey, I love that barbecue baked chicken that they've got. I love the barbecue fried chicken they've got. I love the seafood bar. And they go and they tell three other people. And the next week, those three people bring their families in. Then the amount of food that we have produced, the food costs that we have, okay, is absorbed because of the business that's coming in. We're new. We're only 10 days old. 11, actually. Well, the word about us really hasn't even saturated and gotten out in the community yet. Okay. I've still got people coming in. I never knew you were open. I didn't know you were open yet. Okay. And that's probably going to be the same way for another 2 or 3 months. But as the word spreads, we're seeing the numbers, we're seeing the business. To be honest, we're getting food purveyors in every day, dropping fresh product. Okay. And we're going through it in a day's time. So we got to reorder it at 10 o'clock that night, and another truck rolls in at 6 o'clock in the morning.
That's one thing I was wondering. I mean, you have all this great numbers of vegetables that you're dealing with, and how do you get that started? The people who actually are able to provide you all the needs that you have to run a restaurant like that.
Well, normally I'm walking through the door at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. My day normally ends 10 or 11 o'clock, maybe sometimes later, maybe a little few hours earlier. Last night I was able to get out and actually spend some family time at 7 o'clock. But I'm in there early enough before opening to get everything going. The business has gotten so in the last week that we're now going to have a midnight prep shift. That those guys will actually go into work at 11 o'clock at night when the restaurant's closed. They will start boiling the sweet potatoes, start boiling the mashed potatoes, that kind of stuff, and get them ready for the following morning. Okay? So we can have the food on hand, ready to go, that the public wants.
Now, you're catering basically to families, from what I can understand.
And
I love to see that. I mean, you see granddad and the kids and the grandkids all in there sitting around. But now you guys have got TVs, which kind of struck me the other night when we were in there. I said, they've got TVs on the walls now, which you've got log walls.
Billy wanted to cater the Super Bowl crowd. Now those TVs have either Channel 5, CMT, the Weather Channel, CNN. We are a family restaurant. No alcohol is served in our restaurant.
Notice that.
Look, if you want to bring 4 generations of people to us, great. If you want to bring 10 generations, great. I think the oldest customer that I have met to date in that restaurant is 104 years old.
And wow.
Her name is Myrtle. I don't remember the last name, but I told her that I would mention her name on the radio because she listens to you every day. She is 104 years old and was born and raised in Murfreesboro.
Wow.
And she has come into our restaurant four times.
That's Miss Myrtle Lord.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
I bet it is, Miss Myrtle Lord. Because that's who I was thinking about. Goodness gracious.
I can't remember the last name, but she has been in the restaurant 4 times. And every time she comes in, she makes a habit of either seeing me or Billy. The last time she was in, she pinched my cheek and called me Sonny.
That's got
to
be Miss
Myrtle.
And
for somebody to do that, it sticks in my mind. Mm-hmm. When you see customers like that at that age, we obviously are doing something right. If there ever comes a time that we do something wrong, we expect the public to tell us that too. But we're here. We want to cater for you. We want to be your meeting place. We want to be that place that you go for a cup of coffee. Want to be that place where you come after church and you bring your church family and friends. The only day of the year that we are not open is on Christmas. Okay?
Yeah. Good for you.
We are going to be open Thanksgiving. Hopefully I won't be working that day, but we will be open on Thanksgiving. And the Thanksgiving feast will be just like our Sunday all year long Thanksgiving feast.
Now, will you, as you go along, and hopefully if you're here for a lot of years, have you got it in the plan to maybe change some of your food as you go on to a different type, or is that, are you pretty much set with the menu the way it's going to be now?
We're pretty much set with the menu the way it is.
Which is good for me.
Being from the culinary background, I've got several recipes that slow but sure we want to enter into things, but the customers are happy with what they are now. And I learned a long time ago, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Amen. Well, I'll let you know that the last part of the show is brought to you by At Home Care. And they are located at 237 Castlewood Drive, Suite H. And Melissa Warren saw a need in Murfreesboro for a place where you could call and they could come to your home and make sure that all the duties are taken care of there, including running errands and all the things that you usually have to do at home to keep things going. And they take care of you where you feel like that, you know, you're the master of your home and you no longer have to worry about all the small things anymore. And if that sounds good to you, give them a call at 713-4639 or pull them up on the internet, www.athomecaretennessee.com.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Bald in the Borough's second annual St. Baldrick's event on March 16th at 4 p.m. located in Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. You can be a part of the excitement, whether you shave your head, volunteer, or donate. You'll be giving hope to those kids fighting childhood cancers. Go to baldintheborough.com and see how you can be a hero too. Sponsored by Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
At Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street, we now have a European specialist on staff. Now you don't have to go to the dealer for service and repair on Mercedes, BMW, Volvo, Jaguar, and other Europeans. From oil changes to engine work, we can take care of it on foreign, domestic, and European vehicles. 962-9050.
Hello, my name is Lance Jenkins, candidate for property assessor. As your next property assessor, I will ensure that every property owner is treated fair and equally. I have over 17 years experience in the property assessor's office, serving from 1987 to 2004 as deputy assessor under former assessor Tommy Sanford. I would appreciate your vote for property assessor, early voting February 15th through February 28th. I am Lance Jenkins, and I approve this message, Lynn E. Jenkins, treasurer. Vote Lance Jenkins, property assessor.
Now more of The Truman Show with Truman Jones on WGNS AM and FM.
Well, welcome back with John Polk. John, it's been your show. You've done a great job, and I'm going to let you do the closing. Is there anything that you would like to say to the people?
Just thank you for your patronage. We're open every morning from 11 until 9 through the weekdays, weekends until 10, starting Saturday, a breakfast bar, which opens us at 7. Got a comment on my text that I was just kidding with you about stop dissing Florida. And Truman tells me anytime I get a chance to diss Florida, dish them.
Yes, so, and you promised me earlier, in fact, I think it was on the day before you actually opened up, that you guys would never put a Gator sign in your store?
I'm a Seminole graduate. I cannot stand a Florida Gator to save my life, so you won't see an alligator.
Now, like Florida State now.
You'll eat plenty of Gator, but, okay,
yeah,
you won't see one in the restaurant.
We like Florida State. You know why?
Why?
That's the last national championship we won when we beat Florida State.
Thanks.
We'll see you guys tomorrow at 2 o'clock, and tomorrow we'll have Ransom Jones on. Be a great show. See ya. Bye.